That you worked in a copper mine at 16 suggests metal poisoning caused Parkinson's. A chemist says once rid of the metal, your body recovered. Most don't have such a traceable cause. Your method healed you, yet may not transfer, she asks.
We know that heavy metals can be an exacerbating factor in the development of Parkinson's disease and Parkinson's symptoms. It's true that I worked at a copper mine. However, my contact with copper was minimal in that I worked first as a clerk and then as a timekeeper at the open cut, so that I had significant contact with the crude ore, but not with copper per se, which was down in the smelter. And there were also other pollutants, of course, smelting pollutants. So this was certainly a factor that we looked at and looked for Wilson's disease, of course. That's an ingestion and a collection of copper. And we looked at heavy metal. And in fact, we couldn't find any heavy metals. We looked for lead because I grew up in the era of leaded paints, and my dad was a builder, and often there was a lot of paint around, but we really couldn't find lead toxicity either. However, more telling than that is that we know what causes Parkinson's, and this is now unequivocal. When we read studies by Jeff Victoroff, Bruce McEwen, Gabor Maté, Bruce Lipton, among others, then we know that Parkinson's, like all degenerative disorders, begins in early childhood with a suppression of the fight-flight response. And this may occur as a result of many, many different types of circumstances. When we are already in this state of suppressed fight-flight response, then other toxins can have a much greater impact on us, and that may include copper, garden sprays, such as Dieldrin, Roundup, etc. It may include things like lead or cadmium or dry cleaning fluids or paints or any number of other chemicals that are around, even petroleum and diesel, gas in your world, may create and exacerbate symptoms. Certain drugs can do that also. Amiodarone is one, a drug given for arrhythmias is known to produce Parkinsonian symptoms, as do the lipotropic drugs, the Lipex and Lipitor, the so-called anti-cholesterol drugs. You know, they're very, very toxic drugs and can cause and exacerbate Parkinsonian symptoms, as can antidepressants. Now, the fact is that our brain is already set up to be vulnerable. And this is where we need to look at how our Parkinson starts, because yes, we need to be aware that toxic chemicals, heavy metals, etc., are going to have an influence on our life, and we may need to move away from an area or clean our body out gently, or detoxes need always be gentle. But we need to look at how and why Parkinson's began, and it will always come up as a suppression of the fight-flight response, and that's where we start our work.